broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This, ladies and gentlemen, what am I talking about? 2016? Wow. This, ladies and gentlemen, is our 1 of 2 and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, to use the checks and balances the founders put in place, to not have a revolution. We got to avoid that, ladies and gentlemen. They're disastrous. But a restoration certainly is in order. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're aboard for the solutions as we are. And let's see, I got a lot to cover. Man, what do? I just got too much news to cover. Kurt, what do? Too much news.
It's up to you, sir.
What are we going to do, man? There's just so much news. It's impossible to cover it all.
We'll just do what we usually do and just cover what we can.
There's got to be a way to cover it all, isn't there? I guess there's only one thing left to do.
So we do an omnibus news program?
No, those cost a lot of money and we don't have the money for it. But what we can do is cover a lot of news. Now, here's what we'll do. We'll just ditch a lot of the not important stuff and we'll focus on the important stuff. What do you think of that idea? Will that work?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're already doing that, though. That's not really a change. Just check out, for example, yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast. We talked about the fact that our government fired 3 rounds, all striking Lavoy Finicum in the back. And just like that, he was a dead man. Now, they claim they felt threatened, Kurt, but you usually shoot people in the back when you feel threatened. It's not usually how it works out, you know.
No.
Don't worry, though. The guys that shot him in the back were concerned about the guy that was in front of him. What I don't understand about all that is, why are these guys even advancing on Lavoy Finicum in the first place? They had plenty of time on their side. Lavoy was going nowhere. They didn't need to advance. They didn't need to escalate. Why the barrage of bullets on the truck after they murdered Finicum in the first place? There's so many questions. This is beyond imagination. Authorities now reveal that an FBI agent is suspected of lying. He claimed he didn't fire his gun, but he fired twice at Robert Lavoy Finicum, and he may have received help from 4 other FBI agents to cover up his crimes. Now all 5 unnamed agents, they're part of a quote, elite national unit, Kurt. They're under criminal investigation, but they say by the U.S. Justice Department, that's like the fox in charge of the hen house, they say Inspector General Michael Horowitz is leading that investigation or inquiry. Now, the constitutional sheriff in neighboring Grant County, he's a personal friend of ours. His name is Glenn Palmer. He described the police operation as an ambush. Boy, would we agree with that. It wasn't a road stop. They lied in the mainstream press. It was a roadblock, an absolute ambush. Finicum's family said in a statement a month ago that he was executed in cold blood. They're accusing police agencies of deliberately misleading the public about what happened. Lavoy's widow, Jeanette Finicum, did not retreat from her stance after watching the FBI's second news conference on the topic. My husband was murdered, she said in a statement. Now, I was very careful not to say murder before, but now I have to change my tune. The government murdered Lavoy Finicum, people, unnecessarily so. Now, they could say, well, Sam, we feel threatened. And my response is, if you create a situation and miss opportunities for peace over and over and over and over, then you create a situation that makes you feel threatened that doesn't justify your killing. They had every opportunity to back off. Time was on their side, but they escalated anyway. Authorities claim that police were justified in killing Lavoy Finicum. Yeah, a prosecutor ruled that it was justified. Why? Because, quote, state law allows the use of deadly force when officers believe a person is about to seriously injure or kill someone. Who was he about to seriously injure and or kill? Well, Sam, the agent in front of him that was advancing on him. Well, don't advance on him. Back up. You got overwhelming force on your side already. Jeanette Finnicum, the widow, now says that she's coordinating with attorneys about taking her family's fight for justice to court. I pray they're successful. The government is absolutely out of control. The family had a separate autopsy from the government. The family's autopsy says that Lavoie was shot 9 times. The government claims 3 times. But what we need to do is have the Finnicums and the government release their autopsy reports so we can see, do they really differ? Does the government claim 3 times, but the government autopsy says more? Why does the government autopsy and the family's autopsy conflict, or do they? The only way to know is to release all that information and find out, huh? The ultimate question here is, who is not telling the truth? As in all situations, there's another side to the story, ladies and gentlemen. Jeanette Finnicum continued, this was not a traffic stop, it was an ambush with a roadblock placed on a blind curve along a lonely stretch of highway. That is indeed factual. In law enforcement and in prosecuting circles, they call this a, quote, dead man's blockade, and is designed to allow a, quote, kill stop, which is illegal. Yeah. What gives with all that? She also rejects claims that her husband was reaching for a gun. We may never know on that fact. The government claims there was a gun, but why didn't the government wait a little bit to see what Finnicum was going to do? Nobody was in danger. And if you say, well, Sam, the guy in front of him was in danger, fine. Why did you have to advance and get so close? Why didn't you just wait and back up to see what Finnicum was doing? They all had bulletproof vests on. They had multiple snipers on Finnicum. They didn't need to engage him. Utah Congressman Jason Chapeth wants to take guns away from Rambo BLM agents and Forest Service agents. He also wants to get rid of the BLM and the Forest Service law enforcement agencies. Boy, do I agree with him on that. Wow, we need to find a way to help him get that done, if he's at all serious. That was our coverage yesterday, Kurt. That was our coverage yesterday on the Lavoie Finnicum situation. We've been following this thing for a long time. Ammon and those guys have more charges filed against them, Kurt. They, of course, pleaded not guilty. They asked if Ammon's charges could be read against him in court, and the judge said, nope, we read it on previous court occasions. We're not going to read it. And Ammon said before the court, I guess I don't have any rights, do I? Ladies and gentlemen, this court case is going all wrong already. Our prayers are with the political prisoners. Now, don't get me wrong, I disagree with Ammon's action taking over the refuge. But I agree they're political prisoners. They're now claiming that because they had guns on the refuge, they had guns on a federal facility, and that's illegal. That relates to some of the other charges against them. And my response is, since when did the Constitution say, quote, federal ground that's under debate if it's constitutional, you can't have guns? And there's laws upon laws upon laws that are unconstitutional, and it's about impossible to unravel these days. However, we got to keep trying on it. All right, that's a recap that took place yesterday, Kurt. This is a hot story. We're going to keep an eye on the ball just for you on this. But man, it is indeed crazy. All right, Kurt, I had an open letter to Donald Trump. I'm hoping you can pull that up on the website. I'm hoping you'll read my open letter to Donald Trump in the next segment. I read part of it before, but I want you to read the whole thing, and then we can talk about the follow-up. I forwarded you the follow-up also. And we're going to have to push Donald Trump for the truth on some of this stuff, folks. It's just that simple. Bottom line is, we interviewed Donald Trump's son, Donald Jr., and we brought James Edwards, our friend, alongside for the interview because the Donald Trump campaign, through their press agency, through their booking agency, they offered an interview, and we accepted it, and it was a great interview. But then the mainstream press started attacking Donald Trump Jr., saying, you're consorting with a bunch of racists and white supremacists, which, by the way, is all lies. Nevertheless, the battle comes down to Donald Trump Jr. claims they never reached out. And I'm maintaining that they did through their booking agency. And the mainstream press wants to know the truth. Who's lying now, Kurt? And I'm telling you right now, I've written an open letter to Donald Trump to address this reality. And I think the mainstream press is pitching us unfairly against the Trump campaign and the Trump campaign against us. And it's wrong, but we got to get to the bottom of it. And now the mainstream press thinks I'm lying because Trump says that they never reached out to us. All right, let's see who's who and let's prove it. Kurt will get the letter and the follow-up. It is important to understand this critical tidbit. Maybe Donald Trump Sr. will come on the air with us. Does he have the guts?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, so we had a tremendous interview with Donald Trump Jr. It wasn't belligerent. It wasn't out of line. It was an incredible, appropriate interview. There was nothing that would catch Donald Trump Jr. by surprise. He agreed with virtually everything we said. It was a tremendous interview that should have gone viral. But the mainstream press chose to attack, spin, and lie. All the way from Media Matters through Politico and everybody else. Politico, thank them. They printed a correction retraction. Eliza did a good job over there, and we commend her for being willing to listen to correct her story. Everybody else just hacked us, lied. The stories went around the world that we're a bunch of white supremacist racists. They're lying. They've said that about Trump, too. So the bottom line is I think they're trying to pit us against the Trump campaign. And they're trying to do it because Donald Trump Jr. melted down, cut and run from the mainstream press. Like he does. And I think it's a mistake, because what happens is then he claims that they never reached out to us and that they wouldn't have done the interview had they known we were a bunch of racist extremists, etc. Well, they're lying about us being racist and supremacists and extremists and everything else. But Trump Jr. shouldn't have ran. He should have said, you guys are nuts. The interview was great. I don't know about these guys or who they are, or what they are, but I interview with anybody. And I'm not going to retract what we said in the interview. It was great. Why don't we disagree on whatever we want to disagree on, but agree on whatever we agree on and move on? Why didn't he get in their face like his dad would have done? But he backed away and melted down. The problem is now, he claims they never reached out to us and that, wow, they shouldn't have done it, wouldn't have done it, didn't know, and disavowed all of us. The problem with that reality is that it's a lie. They did reach out to us through their booking agency, and I will not let this go. Because either Donald Trump Jr. isn't telling the truth, or I'm not telling the truth. Now, Donald Trump Jr. can claim, well, I didn't really know that my booking agency reached out to you guys. Fine. Then don't disavow me and make statements like that when they're not true. So here's the open letter that I wrote to Donald Trump, and we sent it directly to the campaign, Kurt, directly to the campaign. And why don't you start with that, and then we'll discuss the follow-up.
Okay, it says, an open letter to Mr. Donald Trump. Dear Mr. Trump, I am concerned about the fantastic interview we had with your son, Donald Jr., on my radio show, Liberty Roundtable, live on March 1st, 2016, Super Tuesday. The reason I am troubled relates to the series of events that have taken place after our interview. The lamestream prostitutes have misrepresented the facts and in many cases have outright lied about Donald Jr., myself, and James Edwards. The intentional insertion of these misrepresentations by the bogus press into your campaign is even more reprehensible and wrong. To understand what's happening, please see the headline from my Liberty Roundtable radio show notes. The bogus prostitutes now try to pit Sam Bushman, James Edwards, and the Trump campaign against each other, Liberty Roundtable. Now see some of the headlines from the intellectually dishonest media. White nationalist shows syndicator threatens to release emails proving Trump camp lied about interview media matters. Donald Trump Jr. explains the white supremacist radio interview was an accident, Mediaite. Radio personality who interviewed Donald Trump Jr., slavery is greatest thing that happened to African Americans, Political. Then in left parentheses it says, Political has since printed a correction/retraction, right parentheses. Donald Trump Jr. disavows radio host over racist views, Bloomberg. Donald Trump Jr. appears with white supremacist on radio, Reuters. We believe this constitutes an intentional assault on the free speech rights of all Americans. A few years ago, James Edwards appeared multiple times on CNN as a political contributor slash commentator. CNN clearly knew who James was and still allowed Mr. Edwards to speak for himself regarding his personal views, to which he's entitled. In fact, it was because of his willingness to tackle controversial topics that they sought his opinion. During each of his appearances, CNN always accurately introduced Mr. Edwards as a conservative talk radio host rather than the slurs we read today. Now the media wants to indoctrinate the American people to falsely believe that if the Trump campaign, and specifically Donald Trump Jr., doesn't directly disavow James Edwards and Sam Bushman, then somehow the Trump campaign is evil and endorses a so-called white supremacist view. This falsehood highlights the problem with their dishonest reporting and lack of a facts agenda. We should agree that there is a difference between free speech and attacks that cross the line limited by laws surrounding defamation, libel, and slander. We further believe this right applies to all Americans and that neither the media nor government should be allowed a platform to abuse the citizens they are supposed to serve. Protection of First Amendment rights and respect for all is a prerequisite to restoring trust between citizens and those who serve them. We declare that silence on this critical matter has become a de facto endorsement of free speech violations under the guise of political correctness. We intend to use our rights in the form of nationally syndicated talk radio shows, YouTube, and web articles to document this moral crisis, expose corruption, and the egregious personal attacks articulated above. Furthermore, why is it that President Obama can back the Black Lives Matter movement, support the Black Panthers, promote the Muslim Brotherhood agenda, and work with ACORN? Why can Obama sit in church with the hate-spewing Jeremiah Wright for 20 years? Why can CNN have a contributor named Van Jones, in parentheses a former communist, on air regularly? Why can CNN have James Edwards on their programs, but Trump Jr. can't even talk to James? In contrast, why can't Donald Trump Jr. conduct an interview with Sam Bushman and James Edwards? The noted double standards reality should be answer enough. He who owns the media makes the rules. We defend our interview with no apologies, no equivocation, and no surrender. You have had incredible success when you stand with the truth and take on the media directly. However, when we back down and capitulate to their demands and false narrative, we lose the moral high ground. In my opinion, you will eventually lose your campaign for president if you do not stand against these intentional media-created fabrications. We should always be willing to follow the Prince of Peace and stand for that which is right, especially when it isn't easy to do so. We should be willing to talk and work with everyone in an effort to unify all people to make America great again. Standing invitation. We formally invite you, Donald Trump Sr., to consider a radio interview with Sam Bushman to set the standard and take back the narrative from the bogus press. Let us right this horrible wrong. We look forward to working with you to make a deal and to show the American people the truth. Even though we may disagree on some issues, we can still have open dialogue and respect for one another's beliefs. As Hall wrote in the Friends of Voltaire, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. After all, isn't this the pure genius that built America? We kindly await your timely response. Sincerely, Sam Bushman."
Ladies and gentlemen, my follow-up detailed in seconds. Open letter to Trump. So far, he's too chicken to respond.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if I do so say so myself, Kurt, that letter was pretty decent in terms of its writing. I don't think a lot of our listeners realized I could put together such prose, you know?
Yes, Sam, you outdid yourself on that letter.
Mm-hmm. Hey, redneck can go high-tech on occasion, people. Come on. All I'm telling you is I think it was a very well-written letter, very articulate. I even, you know, quote other, you know, statements. And anyway, I think it lays out the issue quite well. And the bottom line is it comes down to who's lying. And, you know, you could say Sam Donald Trump Jr. doesn't even know that his booking agency reached out to you. Just let it go. The problem with that is it makes me seem like I'm not really telling the truth. Because in addition to debating who reached out to whom, when and how, when Donald Trump Jr. disavows us for opinions and beliefs and everything else, and the mainstream press forces him to do that, when will it be you for your beliefs? Okay? When will it be, oh, we disavow homeschoolers? When will it be we disavow people who live off the grid? People who don't accept vaccinations? People who maybe agree with Ammon Bundy? People who, whatever the case may be, where do we go then, right? That's the problem with this. The other problem with it is Donald Trump Jr. may not know what happened, but the truth about what really happened should be clear. And so what happened, Kurt, after that, I got an email from our buddy, Sheriff Joe. And Sheriff Joe Arpaio reached out to me. It says to Sam, subject Donald Trump did it. And the email from Sheriff Joe says, Sam, Donald Trump knows that I'm America's toughest sheriff. That's why he supports me in my reelection campaign. And with that title comes no shortage of pro-amnesty, soft-on-crime liberals trying to, quote, take me out. So now they're trying to take out Joe. They're trying to take out Sam and James. And they're really trying to take out Trump. I have faced and beaten frivolous lawsuits. I even have had a million-dollar bounty placed on my head by the Mexican drug cartels. But not since I have taken the lead in opposing the threat of illegal immigration, have I been under more attack than I am today. You see, I strategically endorsed Donald Trump for the Republican nomination for president. Anyway, the bottom line is Joe emails me and says, I endorse Trump. Trump endorses me. We're all getting attacked over this immigration issue. They're calling us all racists. And Sam, will you help me with some cash? Now, that means that Joe Arpaio, and by the way, Sam and Kurt took Joe to the airport when he came and spoke at our event. I'm the one that booked all the speakers. I booked Sheriff Joe as well. And anyway, we took Joe to the airport. Nevertheless, I then take that email and I do something interesting with it. But before we get to that, so I sent my first letter that Kurt read last segment, open letter to Donald Trump to the Trump campaign, to this lady named Hope. I was hoping she'd get it directly to Donald. I don't know if she did or not, because I have not had a single response. So then what I did is I took the letter that Joe sent me asking for my support and funding. It says my name on it, so it's personal, right, Kurt?
Yes, it's okay. Very personal, Sam. Yeah.
What does it says directly to Sam on it?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's...
I know it's a form letter. I get Joe, all that. But yeah. They can't have it both ways. Either it's personally sent to me, and they're reaching out for my funding and support, or they're not. Which is it?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
All right. Okay, so it is. So then I basically forward that. This time, though, I'm escalating. So I sent it to the Trump campaign, to this same gal named Hope. But I also now have CC'd in our friend Eliza at Politico. And I have forwarded it now to a bunch of media agencies to up the ante. And Kurt can read what I sent. Starts out, hi all. Right, Kurt?
Yes, it starts out, hi all, I sent an open letter directly to Donald. I have had no response yet and wanted to confirm you all received it. See below for details. And then it gives the location where you can read the open letter.
Now, the first time I sent the letter directly, this time I sent the published link to the letter. In other words, up in the ante, it's been published now already on libertyroundtable.com, on James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Just for your knowledge. So it's upping the ante there, number one.
Yeah, and then it says, Donald Jr. told the media that your press agency did not reach out to us for the radio interview we did with him on your behalf. However, the truth is that they indeed did email us with that offer. We, of course, accepted the offer, and by the way, the interview was fantastic. Please confirm in writing that, yes, your booking agency did, in fact, reach out to us, as I claim they did. The reason this is important is because it makes me look dishonest if we don't publicly correct the record. If Donald Jr. doesn't come to the table and speak up on this one, I will need to release emails to verify the truth. We further request a radio interview with Trump Sr. to clear up and resolve any confusion the media may have regarding our support for your campaign. Please don't be scared of the media. My friend Joe also reached out to us for funding and support. Please see his email below as confirmation. We kindly await your timely response in this critical matter. Thank you, Sam Bushman, Liberty News Radio Network, and the phone number. And then it says, P.S., I have CC'd Eliza from Politico into this email because she is one of the media members who would like confirmation. Thanks, Sam.
And then below that is the Sheriff Joe email so that they can know that that's true. So now here's the deal. Donald Trump acts like he's, you know, against the media and the media hate him and he doesn't like the media and he's going for broke to tell the people the truth, Kurt. If that's really true, and if he really stands against immigration like he says he does, and if he's going to endorse Joe Arpaio and Joe Arpaio is going to endorse Trump, neither of these guys should be afraid of, you know what? They did an interview with Sam Bushman and James Edwards. We can agree or disagree what you think about James Edwards' stance or beliefs. Okay? He believes that we can advocate for the white race. If other races can advocate for their cause, so can James. So can white people. Now, whether you agree or disagree with James on every point isn't the point. The point is the deceptive double standard in the media. And the point is, whether I agree with you or not, I need to stand for your right to say it, Kurt. Or believe it or think it. Because if I don't, When will it be my beliefs that are on trial? When will it be that my views, my life, I become a second-class citizen because of this marginalization? And if Joe Arpaio and Donald Trump aren't genuine in their efforts to right this wrong and to correct this and to stand, who will, Kurt? And so I am asking Donald Trump Sr. to come on the radio and clarify. You're not clarifying that you agree with me or agree with James or agree with anybody else, Donald Trump, but you are clarifying that, you know what, this is America, not China. We will not let the thuggish mainstream press browbeat us into submission. We will not let the mainstream press push their double standard at our expense. We will not tolerate that. Now, I don't know if Trump will come to the truth. So far, he's ignored us. But, Kurt, I've upped the ante. Because in addition to publishing it already, that letter's an open letter published now. It's been sent to Hope at Donald Trump's campaign twice now. It has escalated into adding Joe Arpaio to this mix and discussion. It has been even now ratcheted up further. So Sam's open letter to Donald Trump follow-up is the point. But I then took the opportunity to, I don't know, just get after it, you might say. I do that on occasion, Kurt. And so Sam submits it to Politico, Drudge, WorldNet Daily, Truth in Media, that's Ben Swan and crew, and The Blaze, just to name a few. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, there you go. Like you say, you've escalated. Not exactly the way the FBI does it, but, you know, you've, increased the ante, if you will.
So where do you think we go from here? You think anybody will respond, Kurt?
Well, I know that, like always, our duty is to do what we're supposed to do, and then we hope others will do their duty.
Here's what I know. If I don't get a response this time, though, I release the emails and prove I was right.
Here you go.
And we'll see what happens there. But you know what? The Trump campaign is running scared of the media, Kurt. And I submit to you that Donald Trump will lose if he allows this narrative to stand. It's not about Sam Bushman. It's not about James Edwards. It's not about racism. It's not about white supremacists or any other lies the mainstream press claims. It's about standing up for what matters. The American people trusted Donald because he was willing to stand up against their hacks. Now he's capitulating and he'll lose his whole campaign over it. Details in seconds.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious issue. I submit to you that Donald Trump will lose the presidency for the United States if he capitulates on this one, Kurt. You can say, oh, Sam, you're not that important. Come on, don't be so full of yourself. You don't have that much power. No, I don't. You're right. But I'll tell you what, the mainstream press does. He who owns the media makes the rules. And they are firing volley after volley after volley, and you could say that it's not affecting Trump, but it is. All right, Kurt, we got to rifle through a bunch of this news quickly, but Karl Rove plotting to make Mitt Romney president, says Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily.
Yeah, now the interesting part, at least about this article, I think most people know that the Republican governors and big shot donors got together, in what some would call a secret meeting, because they basically it was closed to the press meeting, you know, kind of like a Jekyll Island kind of thing. And they were arguing, this Rove guy was arguing about his case at this American Enterprise Institute's World Forum, and it was at the Sea Island in Georgia. So, you know, Jekyll Island's pretty close as far as I know there. This thing was all closed to the press. Had billionaire GOP donors, tech company CEOs, and Republican establishment leaders. And the highlight, they say, of the meeting was Rove's presentation of focus group findings, in which he argued that encouraging votes for Senator Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Governor Kasich could derail Trump's march to the nomination. I just found it interesting that I think if you ask most people, they wouldn't really know about the secret meeting and about the plans of the so-called elites, et cetera, simply because that kind of stuff is, it's just not helpful if the media really cover it. You can find it if you dig deep, but, you know.
You're right about that, Kurt. Now, the problem is the mainstream press looks for weakness, and they've found that in Donald Trump Jr., and now that Donald Sr. is not going to address it, and now that there's one more non-truthful detail out there that I don't really believe is non-truthful. What I mean is I don't think Trump Jr. means to not be truthful. I just think he doesn't really realize that his agency did reach out to us. And you could say that's not the campaign reaching out, Sam, but I submit that you're intellectually dishonest. You're playing games with words. They hired a booking agency that did reach out to us and booked the interview. Now, they have to take responsibility for that, but I submit to you that they're kowtowing to the mainstream press. They should say this, look, why is it that Ted Cruz can go meet with Raul Castro, the communist in Cuba, and we're opening up relations with the communist Cubans, but Donald Trump Jr. can't talk to James Edwards? Are you kidding me? An American citizen who's been on CNN? Doesn't matter if we agree or disagree on something. That doesn't mean we endorse James or anybody else. You guys are nuts. When are they going to come out swinging as opposed to capitulating? And that's the point. Well, there's a Reuters rolling poll right now. Trump, 40.2%. Cruz, 23.2%. Rubio, 14.5%. And John Kasich, finally hits double digits at 11.3%. Now, Kurt, the reason this is critical is you could say, well, Sam, don't worry, Donald's still way ahead. Yeah, he is. But if you get Mitt Romney attacking Trump relentlessly, you get all kinds of endorsements for Rubio. Rubio's never been above 20%. I'm sorry, Cruz has never been above 20%. You take out Rubio and toss that support to Cruz, pretty soon you'll have a real race on your hands. Donald doesn't realize it, but it's creeping up on him. And every assault slowly changes the game. Donald Trump wins Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii primaries. Good news, supposedly, if you like Trump. I'm not a supporter of Trump, by the way. I'll be fair to him, but I'm not announcing who I would have for presidential candidate yet. Ted Cruz, though, wins Idaho GOP primary. Now, the problem is they're throwing out more and more and more scandalous events about Ted Cruz, but they've found that successful in gaining support. Echoes of Iowa. Cruz's campaign is accused of spreading rumors that Rubio is withdrawing, says the New York Times. So Rubio's not withdrawing so far, but hey, Cruz is spreading rumors that that's the case. That'll help Cruz in elections. That'll eventually, you know what, push Rubio even further. Headline, ding, ding, ding. It seems we have a winner in the coveted Chuck Norris endorsement. It goes to Senator Ted Cruz. However, WorldNet Daily says that's a lie, the mainstream press promoting it, but it's not true. Quote, conservative talk show host Mark Levin endorses Senator Ted Cruz of Texas on his recently launched television program. Carly Fiorina endorses Ted Cruz for the GOP nomination. Now it gets worse. Jeb Bush's brother Neil joins Ted Cruz's finance team. So Neil was involved in the banking cartel scandals back in the day. But now Jeb Bush's brother Neil joins Ted Cruz's finance team. You think Ted Cruz is not an insider? Good luck with that one. Headline, quote, all but one. Before the Miami debate, looks like Bush, Jeb Bush that is, will meet every GOP candidate except for Trump. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're strategizing on how they can shut down Trump. Now, you can laugh and say, you know what, Sam, they've tried that. They can't get it done. Every time they do it, it just gives more power to Trump. I know that's been the past. But you write it down, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the one that told you, he who owns the media makes the rules. They got way more power than you think they have. And they've allowed Trump to roll to this point. Whether it'll be the ultimate takedown or not, I don't know. Because I don't know if the mainstream press and the mainstream insiders who pull the strings want Trump to win or lose. I don't know that yet. Trump is plenty of an insider, though. Don't be fooled. Nevertheless, the battle is on. And we shall see what's going to happen. I'm just telling you right now that Trump better not show more signs of weakness, more signs of backing away, or it will be his undoing. Because if the American people believe Trump doesn't really have the guts to stand up when push comes to shove, it's all bluster, it's all, you know, talk and no walk, so to speak, then I'm telling you, Trump's done. And so this letter that I wrote to Donald Trump has to do with everything. Look, is Trump going to stand with Joe Arpaio? Look, Barack Obama doesn't back away from the Muslim Brotherhood. Jeremiah Wright. The mainstream press, they don't back away from their horrible associations. Right? So time will tell, but even Carly Fiorina backs Ted Cruz. Are you kidding me? Every one of them are going to meet with Bush before the Miami debates. What is that, tonight? Some of them, I guess, have already met with him. Everybody but Trump. I find that fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. I also find it a little bit scary. Why would every one of them take the time to meet with Bush? They all told you how horrible Bush was. He showed no signs of energy during the campaigns. He lost big, regardless that he had tons of money. Is it all about Bush finding somebody to endorse and throw big money behind to try to take Trump down? Very interesting. Any comments, Kurt?
You know, I don't know if you knew about it, but last night Sean Hannity had Mr. Trump on for the hour. I rarely watch any TV. I was finishing up my honey sales, and our buddies Patty and Greg at the State Street Grill had the program on, so I hung around to watch, and I was you could say entertained. I know that, you know, some would say there wasn't much there. I thought there was plenty of good information, and found it useful. But I know that from what I can see, there's a whole lot of folks that have just basically had it way up to here, way above that, with the Republican establishment, you know, the McConnells, so many of the guys of the past. And now you've got, you know, new, at least hope by a bunch of people in the Trump campaign. And I see the same in many ways for the Cruz campaign, simply because of what he has done in the past. You know, when it comes to the Senate and things. So you look at those two candidates who are really leading anybody else easily, and it's impressive to me to see what's going on in America. You know, what can happen when the, what would you say, the silent majority comes to bat, and it appears that maybe that's happening, Sam.
You may be right. Time will tell. But I'm telling you right now that if Trump starts displaying weakness and backing away, the mainstream press will absolutely have a heyday. And it won't take long till the freight train of deception, backed by the big insider Republican inside money train, changes the game. And before you know it, if Rubio bows out and absolutely endorses Cruz, and Trump endorses Cruz and everything else, I'm telling you right now, the mainstream press can change that game. Write it down and remember who warned you first. I don't know if it'll happen, because I don't know who they want to win.
I think you're exactly right. The one thing that Trump has going for him, he does all these long-form events, not only his own events, but even like an hour with Sean Hannity.
Yeah, maybe then he ought to do 2 hours of the Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, you're right.
The open invitation is there. Will he have the guts to take it? This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.